I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, March 9th. We're talking about new guidance from health officials about travel and which country put a travel ban in place. Also, a shakeup at the White House and key endorsements in the race for president. Plus, promising new tech for vaccines, a royal farewell, and a couple reasons to celebrate around the world. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there are some new travel warnings and restrictions in the U.S. and around the world in response to the new coronavirus. In the U.S., both the government's top infectious disease expert and the CDC are saying it's best for sick people and senior citizens to avoid all non-essential travel and crowded places. And for all Americans, the State Department recommends avoiding cruise ships. That's especially true for those who have underlying health conditions. In fact, today, people who have been stuck on a cruise ship off the coast of California will finally get to dry land. The ship is supposed to dock in Oakland, California. It's been stuck for 4 days with more than 20 sick people on board. American passengers will go to military bases in California, Texas, and Georgia. They'll be tested for COVID-19 during a 2-week quarantine. At last count, the New York Times put the American death toll at 22. More than 500 people have gotten sick in 34 different states and Washington, D.C. But remember, that number could go up because more people are just getting tested. And this whole thing is impacting the economy. Asian shares sank this morning, and oil markets fell 31% in a matter of seconds Sunday. That's a pretty big deal. Business Insider says that's the biggest drop since the Gulf War in 1991. The drop is blamed on fears about people not getting out to travel and, in general, using less fuel. We're already seeing that happen in some places. Italy is now enforcing a mass quarantine as the death toll jumped over the weekend. The Italian government ordered a month-long lockdown there. It affects about 16 million people in northern Italy, from Venice to Milan. That said, tourists are allowed to go home. And remember, China did something similar, putting 60 million people on lockdown in January. Now, new cases seem to have leveled off there, and tens of thousands of Chinese people who were infected have now recovered. Back home, public health experts continue to remind people that, yes, this is serious, but also, we don't need to panic. Most cases are believed to be mild, and most people will recover just like they do with the cold or flu. We'll keep you posted this week, as always. For the fourth time in 3 years, President Trump hired a new chief of staff. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows is taking over from Mick Mulvaney. Sources told the AP Trump wanted to make the change for many months, but he was told to wait until after the impeachment trial was over. Remember, Mulvaney became wrapped up in that scandal. He admitted to reporters at one point that the White House withheld military aid to force Ukraine into an investigation, saying quid pro quo was normal, though he later denied it. To be clear, Mulvaney was not fired. He was reassigned to work as a special envoy for Northern Ireland. As for Representative Meadows, he has long been a Trump confidant. The AP says his mantra tends to be, let Trump be Trump. The top two Democrats in the presidential race just got key endorsements over the weekend. First, Senator Kamala Harris endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Harris was one of the three Black Democrats hoping to challenge President Trump before she dropped out of the race. Now she's supporting Biden. As for Senator Bernie Sanders, he is picking up the support and endorsement of civil rights icon Jesse Jackson. The next round of primaries happens tomorrow, with six states voting, including Michigan and Mississippi. Well, thousands of volunteers and even celebrities are working to help Tennessee rebuild. Remember, the state was hit by several tornadoes last week, which killed more than 24 people. USA Today reports volunteers came together over the weekend to sift through the damage, and the Tennessee Titans got involved, as in the NFL team, who also, by the way, donated $1 million. Taylor Swift was another big celebrity who donated $1 million, saying on Instagram, quote, "Nashville is my home." Other country music stars contributed or at least encouraged their millions of fans to get involved. It's a royal farewell. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are fulfilling their final royal commitment today. The AP reports they'll be at the annual Commonwealth service at Westminster Abbey in London. Then after that, they're basically off the clock for good. Remember, the pair announced 2 months ago they plan to step back as senior members of the royal family. Instead, they're going to live more private lives, spending a lot of time in Canada and earning their own living. They say they made the decision partly because Markle was essentially bullied by the British tabloids. Although today is the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's last royal commitment, they're not officially stepping back as royals until the end of the month. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor today. Have you heard about Rothy's yet? If you've been listening a while, you know I'm a big fan. This is a company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags for life on the go. They're not only super cute and high quality, but they're also made with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. So you can feel great about wearing them, and your feet will thank you. They're the most comfortable flats I own, and there's zero break-in period. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 3,000 near-perfect reviews. I personally wear my bright red Rothy's every chance I get. They can even be dressed up or down, so I'll slip them on to run to the grocery store or go out to dinner. So go find out for yourself. Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Comfort, style, and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to the news. Soon, you may be able to get a vaccine without getting a shot. Researchers at UT Austin have come up with an edible film that people would take by mouth in place of a needle. Researchers say the dissolving film is inexpensive, does not need refrigeration, and could help make vaccines more affordable. Most vaccines lose their strength over time if they're not refrigerated properly. So creating a vaccine that can be stored at room temperature, like these edible strips, is huge. Scientists hope the technology can cut down the number of people, especially kids, who do not get vaccinated each year. They're still working on it, but hope to make this new tech available for vaccines in the next 2 years. Tech companies, grocery stores, and even sports teams are taking some extra precautions because of COVID-19. A huge tech, film, and music conference scheduled to start this week is now canceled. The city of Austin, Texas, made the call. South by Southwest, as it's called, cannot go on. And it looks like no one will get refunds, though they may offer credits for future events. The conference typically draws high-profile speakers and thousands of attendees each year. And individual businesses are also making changes around the country. Costco stores, for example, are getting rid of its free food samples as a way to prevent the spread of germs, since people take the samples from a communal tray. That said, Costco is seeing a boost in sales as people look to stock up on food and supplies. The food delivery app Postmates is adding a no-contact drop-off option where drivers just leave the food at your door. And in sports, some Major League Baseball teams are telling players don't shake hands with fans or sign their items. Instead, they'll be handing out some pre-signed products. Well, it was a decent weekend for the box office. Onward, a movie about two teenage elf brothers who want to spend one last day with their late father, topped the charts, bringing in $40 million. That was pretty much expected, but still Variety says it was among the lowest opening weekends for Pixar in modern times. The Invisible Man and The Way Back finished off the top three. Two holidays begin at sundown tonight and continue through tomorrow. First, the Jewish holiday Purim, which celebrates the story of Queen Esther. People celebrate by giving gifts to the needy, children often dress up, and families get together for a festive meal. And in India, Hindus will celebrate Holi, the festival of color. The holiday marks the start of spring. In several cities, people will come together to sing, dance, and splash each other with colorful powder and water. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, a quick thanks to our partner, Empower. The Empower app makes money management easier. It has an automated savings feature letting you set it and forget it. You can even text with Empower's human coaches so you can stop relying on Google for finance questions. Learn more at Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, empower.me/newsworthy. All right, so today we're talking about how much millennials are saving and why it's sometimes tough for them. One survey cited in Business Insider found 70% of millennials do have a savings account, but the problem is more than half of them have a balance of less than $5,000. Experts say student loan debt could be to blame. Student loan debt has reached record levels because of the cost of college doubling since the 1980s. But the millennial generation, usually considered ages 22 to 37, is working hard to catch up. One researcher said they tend to be pretty practical in saving for emergencies and contributing to a retirement plan as much as possible. And another report found 3/4 of millennials are actually sticking to their budget, even more so than older generations. Thanks again to our sponsor today. Go to empower.me/newsworthy to learn more. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories mentioned today. Just look in your episode description in your app or find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.